Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live right now, it's Starkey and Muller from the Waterline Marina Resort and Beach Club in Holmes Beach down on the Gulf Coast, west coast of Florida. And, man, are we having a great time. What a picturesque location to do the show. Spring training coverage on The Fan is presented by BradentonGulfIslands.com. When it comes to Florida vacations, nothing beats the Bradenton, Anna Maria Island, Longboat Key area. From island beaches to strolling the area's quaint communities, you're sure to enjoy Florida's west coast. Plan now at BradentonGulfIslands.com. I don't know, Joe, if whenever you've done anything but football with Al, if you have any apprehension that maybe people aren't going to like it. But I'm certainly now having a case of jangled nerves, like maybe people don't think I'm that funny or interesting. Certainly not living up to what you've done with Alan DeCastro here.
No, the whole point is neither one of us care, and neither one of you did too. I was sort of eavesdropping a little bit today. It was wonderful stuff.
Here's me and Trevor Williams, anything but baseball with Trev.
All right, we're here with Pirates pitcher Trevor Williams, and this is going to be just like it was with Brault yesterday, because I want, you know, both halves of the IMHO team here, okay. Podcast team. It's going to be anything but baseball. So okay. He and I talked about best animated television shows. He went SpongeBob. I got to be honest, man. I wanted to confront him, but I didn't feel like it was my place to do so. I'm a big South Park guy. Where does that fall for you?
South Park would be my number one. SpongeBob's a top three, though, but South Park would be my number one.
The one episode I always talk about of that show with people is the one where Cartman actually gets the drop in the end. The chili contest. You're going, I don't want to like go into detail here. I think you know why. That one's
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that one's a little dark, but I always thought that was the best one. Is that up there for you?
It's early. That's early.
It's
South
early.
Park.
It's early.
South Park is a lot more dark than it is now, because now they just take swings at everybody.
Right.
And it's really funny. There's only been a few episodes in the like recent seasons where like I was like physically uncomfortable. But that one is one where I was really comfortable because Scott Tenorman, and it was bad. It was bad.
That
it's funny.
Farmer doesn't like trespassers. Yeah.
The best part is him. He's like eating his tears afterwards. That's
it's a good guest appearance by Radiohead too, in my opinion.
Yeah,
like
they
make use of it nicely. You and like an Aqua Teen, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim guy.
Adult Swim is one of my. I used to fall asleep watching Adult Swim. So like when I was in college, it was King of the Hill, Family Guy, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and then Robot Chicken, and I would fall asleep after Robot Chicken, because then it was like, because anything, if I fall asleep with the TV on and I wake up, then it's like weird hours of Adult Swim where it's like Dr. Steve Brule, and then it's like
check it out,
weird hours of Adult Swim. But no, I like Super Jail a lot. I like Metalocalypse is one of my favorites too. So
you're naming all my favorite. I think we would have been friends if we'd have just run into each other TV wise.
Yeah.
All right, tattoo question. You have tattoos, so that's not the question. But my wife has several, like small ones, okay. Like on her feet. You know, just kind of typical, stereotypical. Here's where women get tattoos on their feet, on their ankles, whatever. I have asked her, hey, do you want me to get a tattoo? She immediately, forcefully says no. Do I have the look of like a he's too clean cut and lame? Like, I guess
you could get a skull tat. I could see you getting a skull tattoo.
like a flaming skull, like a stone.
No,
cold.
Like on your skull.
Oh, on my skull.
On the top of your skull.
What do I get if I do? I mean, you have to get something you love. Like the dude that got the Patriots logo tattooed into his head.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm.
You know, what's she going to do? She can't take it off of you, you know? So
she could divorce me. she could divorce me.
You run the risk. You run the gamut.
Yeah, it's not great. Anything but baseball here, part two, with the other half of the IMHO podcast. Go check it out. Trevor Williams, couple minutes here. He's gracious enough to take with me. I got to bust chops here for you and Brault. And this is where I'm going to go with this. I was counting Twitter followers yesterday because I followed both of you officially. I got more than you guys combined. Now, half of them are spam. Don't get me wrong, but I have more. The only thing you have going on me is tweets per follower. So you have very few tweets. I have 90,000 some tweets.
That's a lot.
It's too many.
But it's probably within your job description, you have to tweet.
Exactly.
Right?
Are you a guy that looks at the Twitter followers and wants to see that number go up? You got more than Brawl, so that's cool. You got way more than Brawl.
It really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
All right, so I've got Twitter followers out of the way. You don't care about social media, but in that sense.
Right.
Will you follow me whenever you go back on social media?
Well, I was, and then you said you have 90,000 tweets of the...
Oh, no, no, no. You could just mute all my retweets. Like, I mean, they kind of suck. They are bad tweets, but they're punny. I do like a lot of punny.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Oh, no, it's never... It's either, like, serious stuff I believe in or it's puns.
I'll give you a week on my timeline, and then if it's good, it's good. You'll stay, and if not, then
fair
I'll meet
enough.
You.
All right, a couple more questions here for Trevor Williams. We talked rom-coms when we were just, you know, shooting the breeze yesterday. What is the best rom-com of the last 15 years?
I think it's Juno. But you have to listen to the episode and you have to understand my reasoning.
That's fair. Yeah. IMHO on iTunes. Yeah. So my thing is, Michael Cera, I hate his guts. Like, in every movie, he's just such a lame dude.
He plays Michael Cera great.
Right, he's exactly. Like, yeah. I think he's falling into the, I just play Michael Cera in every movie.
Right.
So. Two more quick ones here.
No problem.
Winter Olympics. Mm-hmm. Good or bad? Like, as far as a viewing event?
I think they're fine. I read an article yesterday that, like, the U.S. Olympic Committee's, like, pissed that they, like, it was the first time in years where, like, we had a really low medal count. And I remember watching it with my wife, and, like, at the very beginning of the opening ceremonies, they're interviewing these Olympic, like U.S. Olympic athletes, and all of them are like, I'm so happy to be here. Like, I don't care if we win or lose. And then they're like, the Olympic Committee's like trying to figure out where we went wrong. And it's like, well, there's your problem. Like, tell your coaches, like, it's not about getting to the Olympics and like being happy, because they were getting crushed, like, all across, besides, like, you know, snowboarding, downhill skiing, and the ones where we usually dominate at, but like, figure skating was bad.
The one dude did like six Bob quads, but he still didn't win.
Right, and that's all he did. Like, cool, that's great. That's awesome, man. Like, cool, but like, you got to do more than that. I don't know. I'm not a figure skating judge, so I wouldn't know. I'm sure it's really hard.
I feel like that's reality TV, though. Like, the stuff that's really popular, it appeals to the Bachelor crowd.
Right.
Like, because my wife watches the Olympics again religiously. Not kind of picking on my wife here, but she loves the Winter Olympics and the Bachelor. I feel like that's a Venn diagram that's basically one circle.
Right. And then you can get the three Venn diagram. You can go gymnastics, figure skating, Bachelor, right in the middle.
Oh, there's a hardcore crowd in the middle of that.
But no, it's cool. I like it. I got super into curling. Still don't really get it. I kind of like see it as like shuffleboard, like the bar shuffleboard, you know, with the little, I don't know, I think it's called shuffleboard.
Pucks. Yeah, it's a little pucks. Yeah.
With that and then like bags at the same time. So like cornhole. That's what I think it's like.
It's an ESPN 8 the Ocho type of thing. All right, last one here because, you know, you've got other things to do, I know, besides talk about, like, squidbillies and stuff like that.
Squidbillies.
Summer Olympics. So we had a poll question, and the listeners of our show, Starkey and Muller, by the way, love to crush me anytime there's a poll question about me. And one of the things is Chris thinks he's a way better athlete than he actually is. But we're thinking Summer Olympics, if you put me in a field with the best 100-meter guys alive, so Justin Gatlin, Usain Bolt, I think I can get 50 meters down that track before Bolt crosses the line. What say you?
I've never seen you run. So this is going just on just the eye test.
I run distance. If this here, I'll give you a quick background. Okay. I occasionally run like a half marathon once or twice, but I'm a distance guy, not a speed guy. But I'm not like a complete
You know how to run. I would say I feel like everyone should be able to at least get 50 yards or 50 meters.
You're saying 50 meters in 9.6 seconds.
If you should be able to do that. Right. You're falling down if you can't do that, because you should.
I like this.
Yeah. I believe in you.
Thank you. I believe in you.
Thank you.
I don't know why we didn't ask about anything like belief wise, but yeah.
Thank you.
All right. That was Anything But Baseball with Trevor Williams. Can we do this again? Me, you, and Brault. I promise it'll be all podcast promotion.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Very nice.
What do you think?
Very nice.
I think these guys, they're in my wheelhouse. Williams and I could absolutely sit and watch Adult Swim cartoon shows.
It feels like it. Baseball is your niche. Your niche.
I think I'm going to start going in there during the season, and I'm going to hope things are going well. But even if they're not, I'm going to be the guy that says, here, I'll be a 5-minute respite from asking if things aren't going well, and we'll just talk about life.
Can you get both of those guys at the same time?
I'm going to try Friday. Brault pitched today, but Williams goes tomorrow, so I don't want to mess with him on a day he was pitching. Although, full disclosure, the liner notes for that interview, Brault and Kuhl, who I also got to talk to Chad Kuhl today about actual baseball, although we talked about Lululemon pants for a second too. Long story. That'll be up on the website. We'll hear that too on the show later this week. But Brault and Kuhl are sitting in the background when Trevor Williams said, "I don't care about social media follower counts." Brault literally just, "Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
They must."
And Chad Kuhl, the peanut gallery was throwing barbs at the entire interview. So I've got that corner, those all of them potential starters, really, at the end of the day. Brault was good today, aside from the fact that he got scolded. I've got that middle back of the rotation kind of cornered, I think.
I like it, Malzi.
All right.
I'm not going to ask. Young News sound. I'm very proud of you for going in there.
I'm not
going
to ask for a grade on that one, but hopefully Brault and Williams will do a – it'll be a three-man interview. Maybe we could even have you come in as a fly-in for a guest appearance
sure.
in the middle of it
yeah.
at some point later in the week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.